This is Allison Keeber, reminding you that you are listening to BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, where we're calling America to pray around the clock and around the globe.
This is BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, good Tuesday, everybody. Good to have you listening here on BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, keeping the fire burning on the altar on this Tuesday, this April 2nd day, 2019. It's good to be back on the radio here on BPNRadio.com on this Tuesday, calling America to pray, keeping the watch of the Lord according to 2 Chronicles 23:6, which says, "And all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord." Jesus himself told us to watch and pray. So here we are at Prayer Central, celebrating 52 years in the ministry now. Remember, this program is going to be played this afternoon on BPNRadio.com at 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, and 10 o'clock. And, of course, that's Central Time, Texas time. So tell your friends and your neighbors. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast, any of our programs here on BPNRadio.com, may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are absolutely delighted that you're listening. This program is produced by Michael Schonborn and edited by Ali Onan, supported by you, our loyal listeners, partners, and friends. So, let's pray, America. So, I want to give a special welcome and shout out to all of our Breakout Prayer Network members. If you're not a member of the Breakout Prayer Network, you can be. We, of course, have over 4,000 members. We have over 1,460 churches that are represented in over 900 cities. And if you're not a member of the Breakout Prayer Network, it doesn't cost anything, but you just go to letspraymerica.com. That's letspraymerica.com. You're going to receive updated information about the Breakout Prayer Network, calling America to pray, and you'll also receive a daily prayer from the Breakout Prayer Network. So here we are, BPN Radio since 2014. Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, "I want you to go on internet radio and lead prayer 24 hours a day." We didn't know how we could do it, but we can do it now. That's what we're doing, 24/7, reaching across America and around the world. And you can get more information by going to our website, bpnradio.com. And you can also go to Dale W. Gentry Facebook page or Dale Gentry Facebook page, and you can connect. We're going to be praying today for some special needs. Particularly, we're going to be praying today for the nation of Venezuela. And I have a special guest on the phone who's been a missionary to that nation for many, many years. But right now, let's just pray. Father, we just pray right now in Jesus' name that your will, plan, and purpose be done here on this Tuesday, on the Tuesday Watch, calling America to pray. And Lord, we just believe the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. And Father, we just join ourselves with people across America and around the world that are setting themselves in agreement, knowing the power of agreement is so, so, so very significant. And we are a force in the earth when we agree in prayer. We know, Lord, that you said yourself that if any two agree, touching any one thing shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. So here we are praying the prayer of agreement today here on BPNRadio.com, programmed throughout the day and the night, around the clock, around the globe. And it's good to have a friend of mine who's been a missionary to Venezuela for many years, Jerry Vaughn. And Jerry has been my friend for over 25 years, and they have been involved in world missions since 1980. Jerry and his wife Teresa are now in their 42nd year of marriage and 39th year in world missions. They have 3 married children, 13 grandchildren, and they have been a force in the earth because of their deep desire and compassion, passion to minister to the nations of the world, including Africa, Asia, Central and South America. They lived there in South America for 24 years. They lived in Venezuela, boots on the ground for over 10 years, and still is a missionary there to this day. And so, Jerry, it's good to have you on with me today. There's so many things happening in Venezuela, and I believe that the news networks and the media are only telling a portion of what's going on. But I know that you have boots on the ground there, so maybe you can give us an update to our listeners on how we can pray today concerning Venezuela. What's going on there?
Thank you, Dale. And first of all, thank you so much for our connection as friends for so many years and for giving us this opportunity to talk with all of your listeners today and just encourage them and maybe even give a little bit of guidance on prayer and being able to share some things that's actually going on. I believe that what you said is absolutely true, Dale. So many things that is happening many times do not get into our news media. But the things that are happening right now, some things I can share with publicly, other things, as you might well understand, are sensitive, and I have to be real careful mm-hmm. so as not to put those people who are connected with us through any means of social media in danger.
Yeah.
Even now, we're not able to go into the country, first of all, because Venezuela now requires a visa for North Americans, and even that process has become very difficult. And then on top of that, our people have spoken to me. I'm talking with them every day, and they've requested that we not even try to come in for our safety, but also their safety, letting me know that if I'm there and some of the people within the country see them spending time with the North American, it actually puts their lives in danger. So they've asked us not to to come at this time.
Mm-hmm.
But just to share a little bit about what you're talking about, most people understand the need for food, for medicine, for personal items. There's just hardly nothing available. Mm-hmm. Even when you see pictures of grocery stores that used to be full like ours, they're virtually empty. And so as we are able through donors to provide finances to enable families in 6 different cities to get food, once the funds are available, they have to search for those foods and be able to buy what they can buy. And the availability is also a factor. But what we don't understand many times in the U.S. is the security factor, how incredibly dangerous it is every day. The children that grow up over these last 6 or 7 years, they don't know what it's like to have a childhood because they can't go outside. They can't have a bicycle. They can't do things that normal children will do because you can actually get killed for someone stealing a bicycle. They can't go out and play. The security factor is extremely dangerous. And this is the area I have to be a little sensitive about, Dale, in sharing.
Mm-hmm.
But there are situations within the country that just makes it extremely dangerous. And over the past month, what has increased that danger level is that the nationwide, they have had the electricity turned off 90% of the time. And I am on a community group with WhatsApp with around 80 of our people there, that when they have connection, when they have their phones charged or the ability to communicate, they interact with one another as a community to let each other know where they can get food to eat or where they might be able to get medicine if it becomes available, and letting people know the security factors around different parts of the country. But at this present time, and it has been for several weeks, when there's no electricity, the danger level increases substantially. So every day, I'm allowing the Lord just to give me a word of encouragement to share with them and encourage them. And as a matter of fact, Dale, the Lord gave me a real prophetic word the other day in prayer that it was almost like a dream as I woke up and I saw the people, our people, receiving almost, it was like divine secrets from the Lord, almost like in times of war when you have encrypted information of what's going on that would enable them to acquire food and medicine and other things that was not logically possible. And that when this whole thing passes, the outcome of this will be that many of them will come out with incredible supernatural testimonies that will be recorded for future reference and for the glory of God. So I've been really encouraging them with that mindset as well, Dale. So we do need prayer. And as we talk this morning, I would like to share with you, how we're praying over the situation.
Okay. Go for it.
Well, so often, Dale, one of the things that I have seen, especially when people find themselves in difficult or desperate moments, they begin to cry out to God. Now, I believe it's good to cry out to God, but they cry out to God as if he's distant, as if he's far away. And they begin to cry out to God for help as if he's not presently helping. And so often in these situations, the mentality seems to be that God is so far away, but the devil is so present. And oftentimes there begins to be more of a focus on the enemy than there is on God. So we have just been teaching our people that God is omnipresent. He's everywhere, always, at every moment. But the devil is not omnipresent, that God is always with you. He's always working in you. He's always working his plan, and it's not always according to our comfort levels. So we're trying to help them to focus on praying according to what 1 John 5:14 says, pray in the will of God and not just praying according to our comfort. So we've been helping our leaders to understand, to pray, Lord, what are you doing? What is your purpose in what you're doing right now? And what do you want me to do in the middle of this situation to bring healing and life to the people in Venezuela, rather than just praying, God, get us out of this mess? Because so often, Dale, we don't understand, especially when it's difficult, that maybe God is working something. And I've seen this, in Cuba over the last 50 years, how even 50 years of that type of torment, the people were focused on the Lord and focused on what he wanted to do in them and through them in the middle of that situation. Mm-hmm. And the lives that have been touched over the 50 years in Cuba in the midst of that situation is incredible. The same is in China. They say there are more Christians in China today than there are communists. Mm-hmm. And so just trying to help the people to really focus, Lord, show us what your purpose is in all of this and what you want me to do to bring your life and your healing and your life and your power to the people in this country.
Yeah, that's very good, Jerry. I think that's some incredible insights. You know, I believe sometimes we feel like that other nations should have the same conference or the same comforts or the same style of lifestyle maybe that we have in America. I believe there's not any other nation that has that. That's why I believe that we need to be very alert as Christians. As the church, we need to be very alert that we need to share resources that we have with the nations of the world. interceding for them in prayer. And I'm very thankful for your passion for the nations of the world and also for Venezuela. And I don't know how much you can share about what's going on the political front, or I know that Russia I guess has invaded Venezuela. I don't know concerning what's going to happen there. I don't know if America's going to intervene. I don't know if you have any input, insight that you could give us there, but I know that according to your reports and other reports that you may not be able to make public, that these are desperate days in Venezuela, a nation that you love and that you lived in for 10 years and that you continue to serve.
You know, that's true, Dale. And as I said, every day, throughout the day, from morning until I go to bed at night, I'm in communication with our people, praying together, crying together, feeling, you know, to some degree of what they might be experiencing. The last time I was in Venezuela, it's been 2 years now, but just standing there and seeing the incredible change that has taken place, how diminished the infrastructure is. It's like being in a war zone. And the fear level was just absolutely incredible. But still, even 2 years later, communicating with them every day, it's still almost incomprehensible to understand what they're going through every day. As a matter of fact, we've had six people connected with our church that have been shot and killed, Dale. Mm. And so the situation is really difficult. Let me just say this to you. Some of the things you said about the soldiers, that is factual. And from our people there, I've gotten some communication. They have to be careful as well, mm-hmm. as to what they're communicating through WhatsApp and social media. Mm-hmm. But they have sent me some personal videos of the violence that is heart-wrenching, and also what's going on the border itself with Colombia, that there are actually truckloads of food being brought in across the bridge into Venezuela. And I'm being cautious at saying this, but Venezuelan military actually stopped those and set them on fire before they could even come into the country. I just got a text a few days ago from one of our ladies about two of their 16-year-old sons that were trying to help people receive some food, and they were attacked. I won't mention the name of these groups, but they were attacked and didn't show up for home. And the next day, of course, the parents are looking for them, and they found them in the clinic, had been beaten up. One of them had lost their eye, mm-hmm. but they had been beaten up trying to provide food for people, saying that they were working against the government. It's totally illogical. You cannot, no matter which way you look at this, you cannot comprehend the mentality of this government or what's going on. And as I said, it's an extremely dangerous situation. But even going back in the midst of all this and going back to that area of prayer, I had someone text me yesterday and said, Jerry, and I'm so thankful people are praying, but someone wrote me and said, Jerry, we're just praying for God to move in that country. And I wrote back and I said, I really believe God is moving in this country. Yeah. I believe God is working in this country. It's not like God has abandoned us and mm-hmm. he's far off and we got to cry, God, help us. God, move in this country. Yeah. I believe he is working. I believe he is moving. I believe mm-hmm. he is doing something, Dale. And I believe with all of my heart, if we will recognize that and know that and participate with him and say, God, in everything you're doing, show me what my part is. I think the difference can be incredible. Instead of just crying every day, God help, God move, to start saying, God, you are moving. God, you are helping. What is my part in this? What what is my participation? What are you wanting to do to manifest your glory in this nation? And it's not always easy, Dale, when there's no food and there's no medicine and people are dying because electricity goes off in the hospital, are dying of minor ailments because they can't get medicine. And so far we've been able, thank the Lord, through donors, we've been able to provide funds to help certain people, a number of people, get into clinics and receive special operations where they've got generators. And thank God, just Dale, it's amazing when there would be no medicine, not even any anesthesia to be able to be operated on, how God has provided it for these that we have helped and helped them to get these operations and help them to get these medicines and help them to get food. So, you know, we've got leaders in six different areas of Venezuela that we're able to get these funds to, and they're providing meals for people. But not only that, they're looking for where they can buy food in bulk. And when they can, with the funds they have, they buy these, and we develop packets and give to people that that will feed them for several days. It's not sustainable at this point over a long period of time, but what we have been able to do has I believe really helped actually save some lives.
Well, it's amazing. It's the things that we take for granted in the United States of America. So many, many countries, including Venezuela, does not have that that privilege. And what can we do? I mean, we can pray, but how else can we help you, Jerry?
Well, you know, Dale, one of the things that has been a real help to us right now is we have different people in different parts of the globe that are communicating with us and asking that same question. The Lord has provided us with the contacts necessary to be able to get funds. We can't send products in. Even if we could, they would be confiscated. But we have been able to get funds directed into the country. You can see I'm being a little cautious how I'm saying this as well. But we've been able, through our contacts, to make deposits in accounts that they have, and they've been able to get funds to our leaders in these different cities. And then once they're able to receive these funds, they begin looking for places where they can acquire food. And then we have teams in each of these areas that are assembled to bundle these foods and provide them for the family. But not only that, at times they also provide a meal for the whole group. We would love to be able to help a lot more, but we do everything we can with the funds that we presently have. And I received a text this morning, thank the Lord, from another nation outside the USA that desires to do something very, very substantial. So we're believing the Lord for that project to get off the ground and work. And that would enable us to help a lot more people, but on a more sustainable basis, on a regular basis for a long period of time. So the more funds that we have for this, Dale, the more people that we can help provide food for. And these are hardworking people, Dale. These are not lazy, socialistic-minded people. These are people that believe in working. These are people who take the little bit that they have and they help others. They help their family and they help others. So we're not talking about the people that we're helping, honestly, even within that nation, are not socialistic in their thinking. They're hardworking, responsible people, and helping them to be able to get medicines, helping them to be able to get necessary operations, or even helping some of our leaders that visit the people, even in the midst of the danger. Mm-hmm. Sometimes they put their lives in danger to go into the places they do, but helping them to get their cars repaired. One tire right now is over a month's salary. Mm. And just one, a dozen eggs is over a day or 2 days' salary if they're working. Unbelievable. Right now, work is very limited because even this past week, all of Caracas was shut down. The subways that transport 90% of the people was totally closed down because there's been no electricity. Stores are closed. Production is closed. And so right now, our people are believing God to be able to acquire water. And some of them have been able to find some wells where they can get water. Others have been able to acquire generator, but then the use of those generators, I just got word the other day, one of those has just burned up. Mm. And so the needs are so vast to be able to help them, but the basic needs is just food, water and medicine, and emergency needs. And so we have different people now, as I said, around the globe that's beginning to respond and desire to help with that. So anyone that would desire to be a part of this would be a great blessing, and I believe it would even save lives.
Yeah. Well, I fully endorse you, Jerry Vaughn, your ministry. I've known you for over 25 years, and I know you have a heart for Venezuela, and I believe that we as Christians, we as the church, we need to open our pocketbooks and help our brothers and sisters in that nation in particular, specifically. So how can people send some funds your way for you to distribute into Venezuela?
We have several means of doing that. We actually have a donation link through Clover Give that they could connect with and give online. They could also send it directly by mail to our ministry, ATI Ministry, based in Oklahoma. And the best way to do that is maybe just to email me, and I would send that contact information. I have a very simple email. It's JerryTeresaVaughn@gmail.com. Jerry Teresa Vaughn, VAUGHN. Jerry and Teresa without an H, Jerry, TERESA, then Vaughn, VAUGHN, JerryTeresaVaughn@gmail.com. And if you will just send me an email and say, Jerry, I would like to help, I will give you that information. Or they could send me a text at 561-632-4555. And say, Jerry, I would like to help. And I will text them the necessary information. That's 561-632-4555.
Okay, Jerry.
Thank you so much for opening that door, Dale.
Yeah, we're going to encourage people to respond. And we'll be continuing to share that information. Before you go, Jerry, I'm thankful to have you on today, giving us a report on Venezuela. And I want you to do some prayer, lead some prayers in English as well as Spanish, if you will. And I'm going to play some prayer music. And we that are listening today, we will join you. This program, of course, will be put on iPod at a later time. So, I mean, for days or weeks to come, people will be listening to this interview. So I'm going to play some prayer music, some intercession music. I want you to lead us in prayer, if you will, for Venezuela and in English and Spanish, okay?
Thank you, Dale. Be glad to. Okay. Thank you for this opportunity.
Okay, go for it. God bless you for being on.
Thank you, and thanks to all of you who are listening right now and praying for these precious people of Venezuela. Father, I thank you for your amazing love, your amazing grace. Father, we acknowledge your ever-abiding presence. Thank you that you are working in Venezuela. You are working your very purposes. You are working your will in the midst of the darkness. You have never once abandoned your people. You're with them. You're around them. You're in them. And I pray, Father, for them to be filled with the knowledge of your will, with all spiritual wisdom and understanding. I pray for a revelation of your presence, of your power, that your power is at work in them to do above and beyond all they can ask or think. I pray that their prayer lives will be led by the Holy Spirit. Yes. And they can recognize that you are working in them, and that, Holy Spirit, you show them what you desire to do in them and through them during this time, so that they can share your life, your healing, your divine protection, your divine guidance with the people there in Venezuela, that you show them specifically how to pray for the government situation, for the government leadership. Father, right now we pray for the real president, President Guaido, for the wisdom of God to flow through him. I pray for divine protection over his life, Father, that the forces of darkness cannot impede what you desire to do through him and cannot damage him. I pray for divine protection, divine guidance, divine wisdom in the name of Jesus. And I pray, Father, for the church, the mindset of the church in Venezuela, to be transformed in their prayer life, to not see you as distant, to not see you as far away, to not see you as if you're uninvolved, to not pray as if you were not doing anything, as if they're having to beg you to do something. But I pray right now for a revelation,
yes, Lord,
of the fact that you are present, you are working, and that you're calling them to participate with the working of your will in that nation, to dismantle every force of darkness and to allow the glory of God to be manifested in that nation through your body. Father, I thank you also for divine secrets, divine ideas on how to obtain food and water and medicine. I pray that you will make a way for them, that as they listen to you and participate with you, that there will be a way made for them that is totally against logic, that would seem impossible to the natural mind. And that when they come through this whole situation, there will be miraculous divine testimonies,
yes,
to be shared with the world of how incredibly wonderful you are, Father, and how you supply provision to those who participate with you,
yes,
and understand your heart, Lord,
yes,
God.
Yes.
Oh, Lord, thank you. Thank you for your safety.
Yes.
Thank you for your protection. In Jesus' name, we declare,
Lord,
that every force of darkness that would come against these believers,
right,
would be hindered and obstructed in Jesus' name,
right,
and will not be able to carry out destructive things against them. Father, I thank you.
Yes.
That you are working in them, Lord. You are ever present. Holy Spirit,
yes,
thank you that you are guiding them and leading them and directing their steps in supernatural, miraculous ways.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus, that their focus is on who they are in you, to have a revelation revelation that their lives are hidden in you.
Yes, Lord.
And that you are in them, that that's who they are, and that nothing can pluck them out of your hand.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Yes,
Padre, muchísimas gracias por tu gran amor. Gracias, Señor Jesús, por tu amor, tu gracia, tu poder, obrando en cada uno de ellos. Señor, declaramos en el nombre de Jesús que los poderes de la oscuridad no tienen ninguna autoridad en contra de tu gente, en contra de tu pueblo, en contra de tus niños. Señor, declaramos sobre presidente Guaidó, dirección divina. Declaramos sobre él protección divina. Declaramos sobre él y fluyendo a través de él sabiduría divina. Señor, gracias por llenar su pueblo con el conocimiento de tu voluntad, con el espíritu de sabiduría y conocimiento. Declaramos en el nombre de Jesús que cuando ellos oren, no van a clamar a ti como tú estás distante o como tú estás lejos de ellos. Llénale, Señor, con una revelación que tu presencia siempre está con ellos, está alrededor de ellos, está en ellos, Señor, y que tú desees que ellos participen, Señor, con tu propósito en esta nación. Señor, en el nombre de Jesús, yo declaro que cuando ellos oren, van a orar así: Señor, ¿qué estás haciendo en Venezuela? ¿Cuál es su propósito en medio de esta tormenta? Y Señor, ¿cuál es mi parte? ¿Cómo puedo participar contigo, Señor, para llevar tu vida, tu sanidad, tu gloria, tu paz, tu amor a la gente de Venezuela? Señor, ¿qué puedo hacer yo para participar contigo y manifestar sanidad en esta tierra de Venezuela? Señor, gracias por un cambio, una transformación de la mentalidad en la mente de los cristianos en Venezuela, que tú no estás lejos, tú estás en ellos, obrando, llevando a cabo, Señor, tu propósito, llevando a cabo tu voluntad. Señor, gracias.
Yes, Lord.
Señor, gracias por tu amor.
Yes,
Espíritu Santo, gracias que tú estás dirigiéndoles, enseñándoles cómo conseguir comida, cómo conseguir agua, cómo conseguir medicinas sobrenaturalmente. Señor, gracias. Gracias, Jesús. Yes, gracias, Padre. Gracias, Espíritu Santo, por todo lo que tú estás haciendo en la nación de Venezuela. Te declaramos en el maravilloso nombre de Jesús. We declare it in the mighty name of Jesus.
In the mighty name
Thank
of Jesus.
Lord.
In the mighty Thank name
you,
of Jesus. Thank you, Jerry
Thank
Vaughn.
You,
Jerry Vaughn. Good to have you on today. We'll have you back. God bless you.
Thank you, Dale.
And God bless
Thank
Venezuela.
You,
Great job. Oh, it's so good to have you listening to bpnradio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station here on this Tuesday watch. And remember, this program is going to be replayed 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock. That's Central Time, Texas Time, on bpnradio.com. It's good, been good to have Jerry Vaughn on today, my longtime friend. And if you want to help Venezuela, you can go to jerryteresavaughn@gmail.com. jerryteresavaughn@gmail.com. Well, it's a good day here on bpnradio.com. So delighted to have you listening. It's an honor to be able to pray together. The effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous person availeth much. The power of agreement. Hallelujah. I'm just going to pray for whatever need you might have today. Just set myself in agreement. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray for everyone that is listening today here on this Tuesday as we call America to pray. In the name of Jesus, I pray for every need that is represented. I pray for you, Pastor Bob Schaefer, as you recover from another surgery. I pray for you, Pastor Bob Nichols, as you recover from surgery on your foot. I pray for you, Pastor E.C. Jones, as you recover from a major surgery and your healing of cancer. In the name of Jesus, I pray for revivals in America, another spiritual awakening all across this land. I pray for another great awakening. I pray, Lord, for prayer revivals to start all across America, in every city, in every town, in every county, in every state, in the name of Jesus. Not just praying for our nation because we are so blessed financially and economically, but praying for nations of the world. 60% of nations of the world will go to bed hungry tonight. They don't have enough food to eat. God, we need your help. I pray that America will wake up. We call for an awakening in this land. Lord, we need your help. Ramando ribi ishekuto uribiite la rabuute manda arabuute shikuto uribiite manda brikata ro mesita bri shikarabatai. God, we need your help. We need intercessors. Lord, we need people that will set themselves in agreement. In Jesus' name. And Gene and I, of course, this past month we celebrated 52 years of full-time ministry. And I don't have a marketing plan. I don't have a marketing plan. But I have a passion. And my passion is to call people to pray. I've been doing that for many years. I've been leading prayer revivals and prayer gatherings across America and nations of the world. And today, I'm sitting behind this microphone, sometimes standing behind this microphone that reaches across America and around the world, asking you to pray, asking you to pray for certain situations today. So many people that need a special answer to their prayers. Going through a divorce, their son or daughter is on drugs. They don't know where their son is. They don't know where their daughter is. Some of them in financial trouble, can't pay their bills. Some whose business has gone downward instead of upward. Some people on the verge of losing their job. Some people in continuous pain, around the clock, they're in pain. Some people have lost hope. So many people depressed. So many people that are going through difficult times. Someone said there's no trouble like trouble that comes your way, our way. So God, we call on Yahweh. Yahweh is here today to help you. And I pray for you, those of you that are going through difficult situations, difficult times, I pray for you on this Tuesday. In Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus. God, we need you. We need you. We desperately need you. Lord, we pray for every pastor in America. There is a major attack against shepherds. There's false accusations that are springing up across Christian leaders and pastors and political leaders in our nation. In Jesus' name, God, we need your help. We need your help now in the name of the Lord. I pray that prayer revivals will spring up across America. Hallelujah. Where a pastor or a campus leader or a business person begins to say, we're going to gather for prayer. We're going to go together for prayer every week or every day or 5 days a week, whatever it may be. We're going to call upon the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Pray that individuals will respond to the call to pray. Every day on bpnradio.com, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, 9 o'clock, I lead an hour of prayer. I've been a prayer leader for many years, and I lead prayer for every day of the week. I have a prayer, and if you want to learn how to pray, you say, I want to have some private prayer. How do I spend time with the Lord? You just follow me, and I want to help you. I want us to pray for some churches across America that are represented in the Breakout Prayer Network. I believe in God for 1 million people in the Breakout Prayer Network. And if you'd like to be a part, or your church like to be a member of the Breakout Prayer Network, just go to letspray.america.com. Letspray.america.com. And you can become a member. There's no charge. But you will receive updated information, and you will receive a daily prayer that you can join us in praying every day. Father, I pray in Jesus' name. I pray for Emmanuel Worship Center in San Antonio, Texas. I pray for Coastline Church in Carlsbad, California. I pray for Zion Ridge Church of God in Clanton, Alabama. I pray, O God, in Jesus' name, for the New Beginnings Church in Chula Vista, California. I pray for a San Diego Christian Worship Center, San Diego, California. I pray in Jesus' name for the Desert Springs Church in Palm Desert, California. I pray in Jesus' name for the Boulder Street Church in Colorado Springs, Colorado. I pray in Jesus' name for the home church there in Winston, Connecticut. I pray in Jesus' name for the Royal Priesthood Worship Courts Church in Dover, Delaware. I pray, Lord, in Jesus' name for the Gulf to Lake Church in Beverly Hills, Florida. I pray in Jesus' name for St. Andrew's Presbyterian Church in Sun City Center, Florida. I pray in the name of Jesus for Free Chapel Church in Gatesville, Georgia. I pray in Jesus' name for the Life Church in Meridian, Idaho. I pray, oh God, for the Villa Hills Baptist Church in Carbondale, Illinois. I pray today in Jesus' name for the Evangelical Community Church in Bloomington, Indiana. I pray, oh God, today for the Broadway United Methodist Church in Council Bluffs, Iowa. I pray in the name of the Lord. I pray in the name of the Lord for the First Christian Church in Scott City, Kansas. I pray today in the name of Jesus for the First Baptist Church in Chaudron, Louisiana. In the name of the Lord, I pray for Fry Allen Chapel in Fry Allen, Maine. In the name of Jesus. I pray for every church and pastor across America that is preaching the Word of God. I pray for them right now. I pray for the New Covenant Church in Clough, Michigan. In the name of Jesus, I pray for St. Anne's Church in Detroit, Michigan. Lord, I pray for churches all across America. I pray for the pastors of these churches. I cry out, oh God, for your help in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for every pastor, every pastor's companion, for their spouse, for their children. In the name of Jesus, I break every attack of the enemy that's coming against pastors and churches all across this land. In the name of Jesus, I pray for financial blessings upon them now. In the name of the Lord. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray for the Living Word Church. I pray for the Living Word Church. Living Word Christian Center in Ogilvie, Minnesota. in the name of Jesus. I pray for the evangelistic outreach, the soul winning campaigns in Minneapolis, Minnesota this weekend at the Final Four tournament. Lord, I pray for those who are going out on the streets to proclaim the gospel, winning souls for you in Jesus' name. I pray for the Richfield House of Prayer in Richfield, Minnesota, in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray that you'd send an outpouring of your Holy Ghost power upon the state of Minnesota, in Jesus' name. Lord, I pray in the name of Jesus for River Bend Baptist Church in Aberdeen, Mississippi. In the name of Jesus, thank you for joining me in prayer, praying for these local congregations. I know I'm leading a radio church. It's a church designed for people that don't have a church or don't have a pastor. There's so many people in America or around the world that don't have a church, don't have a pastor, including Venezuela, that may not be able to attend a local church. And so I preach every Sunday morning. I preach to a worldwide church, a global church, but I also believe in the local church. And I'm thankful for the opportunity for all of these years, these past 52 years, to have the opportunity to preach in the local church, because I believe in the local church. I'm thankful for pastors that have given their lives for the gospel. Hallelujah. Thankful for my pastor in Fort Worth, Texas, Bob Nichols, who's this month celebrating 55 years as pastor of Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas. I'm thankful for my pastor here in Austin, Texas, where I live, Pastor Bill Hart at Austin Cathedral. He's been here for 35 years leading this church. I'm thankful for these men that have given their lives. And why don't you just spend time praying for your pastor right now? In the name of Jesus, praying for your church, praying for the leadership of your church, if you will. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. 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 And I pray for you right now. Whatever your need is, the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life. I'm here to tell you that you can do what God says you can do. You can go where God says you can go. You can have what God says you can have. You can be what God says you can be. You can start what God says you can start. And you can finish what God says you can finish. You can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens you. And I bless you now. I bless you in the name of Jesus. I'm asking God to bless you and your family and cause His face to shine upon you. And may you be encouraged, and may you know that you only have one life to live. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. May you know that everything, anything can change in the next 24 hours. God can do it in a day in the name of Jesus. And I pray for those of you that are called to preach and you have no place to preach. Do you realize that here on bpnradio.com, do you realize that we have an opportunity for people to preach every Sunday on bpnradio.com? And here's a short word about that. Then I'm gonna share some little bit more about preaching Sunday on bpnradio.com. I want you to listen to this.
We have great men and women preachers on bpnradio.com. Listen in every Sunday from 6 a.m. until midnight on bpnradio.com.
Здравствуйте, это Алена Кучурка, и вы слушаете радио BPN. Спасибо, что присоединились к нам.
Hey, very, very much. Very, very good. Thank you very much. That's Aliona Pachuca, who's our editor here, and she lives in Moldova, doing a great job, has been working with us, her and her mom. Her mom actually started with us in 2014. She went to heaven, and now her daughter, Aliona, is working with us, a wonderful young lady. And if you would like to preach on bpnradio.com, you know, here on BPN, I just want to provide, I want to hold the microphone. And I want to let people share their testimony. I want them to share their prayer request. I want people to be able to preach or to testify or to prophesy. And I have a microphone, and I am willing to allow other people to share the microphone. And that includes those of you that want to preach. If you'd like to preach every Sunday, every week on bpnradio.com, you can do it with a donation. My son Rick Gentry is giving oversight to Preaching Sunday, 18 hours a day of preaching the gospel from 6 a.m. to midnight every Sunday on bpnradio.com. And in the month of March, you heard a lot of preaching. I believe in prayer. I believe in preaching. I believe in prophesying. I believe in testifying. And, wow. So here's what you do. You contact my son, Rick Gentry, RickGentry, bpnradio@gmail.com. RickGentryBPNRadio@gmail.com. Rick Gentry, BPNRadio@gmail.com. And he'll tell you how you can do it. And there's so many people that don't have a platform to preach the gospel. And because so many churches today are having one service per week, they have it on a Sunday morning. And the pastor and the shepherd, he wants to preach to his congregation. Understand that. So less and less opportunities are being provided at local churches. Not casting aspersions. I'm just saying, in reality, that's what's happening. But we want to give those of you that would like to preach every Sunday an opportunity on bpnradio.com. Here's Rick Gentry's phone number, 214-918-8707. 214-918-8707. Or simply to get more information, you can always go to our website at bpnradio.com. That's bpnradio.com. And when you go to our website, you can click on the donate button if you would like to make a contribution to Breakout Ministries. If you would like to help us, Gene and I have been in full-time ministry 52 years. We have been broadcasting on BPN Radio, calling America to pray, since 2014. Here we are in 2019, and every one of us must have partners. We need monthly partners. We don't have any sales pitch. We don't have any sad stories to tell, except that it takes finances to do what we have been called to do. We have several people on our payroll, and it takes money for equipment. It takes money to broadcast what we're doing. We need your help. And all you have to do is go to bpnradio.com, click on the donate button on the right-hand corner, and click on the donate button. You can use your PayPal, credit card, debit card, you also can send us a check. Send your check to Breakout Ministries, Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. Austin, Texas, 78709. P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas, 78709. Our producer and announcer, Michael Schonborn, he'll repeat that information in just a few moments. I want to remind you today, I want to remind you that Delvin Kinzer is going to be on with the news. I appreciate Delvin and Rhonda Kinzer setting in for me at Breakout Radio Church. For the five Sundays, we'll be back preaching this Sunday morning, 8 a.m. Central Time, on bpnradio.com. But Delvin Kinzer is our news director, and award-winning news director, by the way. And don't forget A Word from the Wall with Roy Beard, also Discerning the Times with Roy Beard, and programming throughout the day and night on bpnradio.com. I appreciate my daughter-in-law, Ruth Gentry, serving as manager of bpnradio.com, the station. I appreciate Cheryl Ortiz, who is working with us at the Prayer Center, our national prayer coordinator, and our entire team here at bpnradio.com. Well, it's been good to have you listening today, and wow, it's been a wonderful, wonderful day. So very, very thankful and grateful for those of you that have been listening. I appreciate Jerry Vaughn being on today as we are praying for Venezuela, and all of the other prayer needs. Remember, this program will be repeated today, 2 o'clock, 5 o'clock, 10 o'clock, here on bpnradio.com. There's some exciting things happening at Breakout Ministries, the Breakout Prayer Network, so you stay tuned for all of these. Thank you for listening today, and keep listening as we continue to call America to pray.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.